Unit 17, Task 4. Extract 1.
Like many people, I regularly buy things online, mostly books, music, and airline tickets. Many online retailers offer good rates or discounts. Occasionally, I also buy things on internet auction sites, such as eBay, where people sell things to the highest bidder. There are four main steps to buying online. First, you enter a site dedicated to e-commerce and browse their products. Then, you put the items you want to buy into a virtual shopping cart, a program that lets you select the products and buy with a credit card. Thirdly, you enter your personal data. You may have to log in with a username and a password if you have an account with the site. And finally, you confirm the order and log out. But before buying things online, you should take a few basic precautions. Read all the product information clearly. Check whether you are entitled to cancel the purchase. Always keep a printout of your order. Don't give any private information that is not directly required for your transaction. For example, about your shopping habits. Only give your credit card number to suppliers that you know and trust, and make sure their website is secure.
Extract 2.
Online banking is the term used for performing transactions and payments through a bank's website. The greatest advantage of online banking is obviously convenience. I can access my account, check balances, pay bills, and transfer funds at any time and to anywhere. But the big issue with online banking is, of course, security and cybercrime. Most banks use various layers of authentication to prevent fraud. They give you a PIN with a username and a password, and for some transactions, you'll be required to use a TAN, a transaction authorization number. Nevertheless, there are some basic precautions you should take. Never give your PIN to anyone, and don't even write it down. Be aware of phishing. You may receive fake emails claiming to be from your bank and asking for personal information or account details in an attempt to steal your identity. Don't provide any sensitive information unless you're sure it's your bank that is requesting it. Finally, don't forget to invest in some good anti-spy software.